keep the keep started.
Hey, welcome to Double Brain Think Tank. This is your host, Angie.
And this is your other host, Celeste. And we are the two brains that that are this think tank. We're the two brains that are this think tank. Are the think tank comprises, right?
Yes. This is our first podcast brains. In 2024. We've been out the game for a while.
Yeah,
we
have.
Old microphone broke.
Yes.
But we're working on
but
it.
Big Daddy Sally got another one.
Yeah, this
so
is
that's,
true.
That's something for you viewers
know,
at
she's
home.
She's shelled out money for this, so.
Yeah, because
I. You should really think about supporting
I'm a what?
Us. Baller.
I'm a pimp and a baller.
Yeah,
but
that
thank
well.
You for the second one.
Yeah,
well.
We are.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's lit. It's a Friday night.
I'm unemployed once again.
Hey,
I feel like this is a common theme for
me. Yeah. It's
I wish it
it's
wasn't.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, because there's not... An unemployed person has a much stronger love than any employed person. Like, I can't even have emotions on the level that someone who's unemployed does. Because just, like, it's not comparable.
You don't have it in you.
It's not comparable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak English. But it's cool.
It is very cool. Yeah.
It's cool because I know some Spanish. Shout out being Puerto Rican, I guess.
Shout out to being Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing
this
you've
is
done
something
for your community.
Something I chose, by the way, when I was conceived.
Yeah, this is something we have all
or
chosen.
Even before
you can
that.
Be Puerto Rican no matter where you're from.
I agree, actually. I think more ethnicities should be open to just adopting
people. Yeah, letting people in.
Because
let
how...
Let people in. Don't be selfish.
How else do you expect to gain power as a group?
Yeah, you gotta, like,
you need
have
numbers.
A membership. Yeah, you need the numbers. You can't let fate decide that. You can't just leave it up to, oh, we'll just see how many kids our people have.
Are
like,
born.
No, you gotta hustle.
Yeah.
You gotta get in there and start recruiting people. Just start
you need
asking
converts
people.
Because, you know, you can only have such steady growth, but
yeah.
When the people get a fervor, That's
you
when
need,
you really
you need that exponential power.
That's when you're really getting off, you know. Not in that way, but you're just, you know, getting off to a good start. Yeah, thank you for laughing. You know, nothing feels better.
Oh, nothing feels better than being laughed at.
Yeah, honestly, I think about that sometimes. I think you know, I mean, you know, I'm sure there's other things I could do, but you know, does any of it feel good? Might as well.
Probably
might as well
not.
Spread the joy.
Yeah, spread that joy.
If you know what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Spread the joy real
if you know
big.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, spread that fucking joy.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. No, you ever get a text from someone that you're like, I wish that, I don't, like, wish that you would die, but, like, can you come back to me in a few weeks? Because, you know... The impulsive part of my mind is like, I'm gonna tell you to, you know, that, I mean, like, I don't know. I try to be a good person. I try every day. I think that's important. I think it's really important to keep trying to be a good person because, you know, chances are the evils of life will tempt you at every corner. That's what I think.
That's quite frightening.
Drop down in the comms below if you agree. Drop down in the comms.
The comms. Yeah, here. The comms that are definitely open.
Mm-hmm. And are thriving right now. Yeah. We should, you know. I mean, we
have a lot of things we could discuss right now.
We could talk about a lot of shit, but what's on your mind the most, you know, that is appropriate for this podcast? We can't all be talking about, you know, big boobs and stuff all day, okay? That's not what the people want to hear about.
I think that's actually probably what they want to hear about.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be discussing them, nor will I be discussing anything of that nature that may be on my mind a good amount, but I'm being considerate.
You see that guy on, like, it was a while ago, there was a guy on TikTok who was stealing tabbies for his girlfriend from other people on, like, dating apps.
That's kind of fire.
It's hilarious.
But didn't he, like, fuck them?
I don't know, but she still got her free shoes, and I think that's awesome.
It's not free if you're whoring your man out. That's labor. Also...
That's true, but it's labor for him, not for her.
Yeah, I guess so. Either way, you know, but the thing is, I don't even really like big boobs. Oh, yeah, that guy's flossing.
I don't know. It's not about a woman's body. It's about her soul. I love when she has a rotten soul.
You do love that. I think I end up dating women who have rotten souls because I like when a bitch is a little mean with it. And obviously, that's usually indicative of bigger problems.
I think I'm just like, I really like the highs and lows.
Well, to me, I'm just like,
I don't know. I love the chase, which is evil, and I'm so bad at everything. And
hey, fucking relax, okay? This is not. I'm not gonna get into the therapy zone here.
Yeah, but also, it's not therapy zone.
But also, it's okay, you know, like, cause, you know, that's fine. You're allowed to like evil people because I like when a girl is just a complete cunt. Like, someone be like, "What a cunt," and I'd be like, "I think I love her forever." Because, you know,
this is definitely psychological.
To me, I'm like, okay, well, clearly you're not afraid of shit. You're not a pussy.
You're not a people pleaser.
You have a mind of your own. Yeah, exactly. You're not a people pleaser. But then it's just like, maybe this person is not a people pleaser, but they could also just kind of be a cunt.
They could kind of just suck. There's a line.
The thing is, they're not even trying to please anyone because that would involve trying. You know what I mean?
I see. Yeah, that's where
it has nothing to do with their character. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm seeing you doing this from a really evolved lens, but the reality is so much less complex. And just, you know, really simple like that. Maybe you're just a jerk.
Yeah, definitely.
This has nothing to do with boobs also.
Yeah, I'm very disenchanted with dating right now. I don't really feel like talking about
That's okay. This. I mean, I was talking about boobs, not dating. Those are like two different things.
My head.
Are they the same to you?
I don't know.
See a pair of boobs and you're like, I can't. I was too. I'm going through something right now.
Basically, yeah.
That's insane.
I'm traumatized.
So you'll literally see a pair of boobs and be like, I can't even look at you right now.
Yeah.
You disgust me.
It's pretty linked for me. I'm
Jesus.
I wouldn't say I'm a hopeless romantic, but it's definitely starting to feel like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I felt quite hopelessly romantic. I mean, you know, not hopeless. I mean, I've just been a hoe for the past year.
I'm gonna be
honest with you guys. But the thing is, I do want a girlfriend. I don't know why. Just there, it takes a lot to interest me, and that only happens every once in a while. Really,
I'm going through something, and I don't want a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since I've really crushed some beers, to be honest.
We're drinking beers.
I love a good night in. A good night in where I can crush some fucking brews. Yeah, she's slamming that shit on the table. People have no idea. Oh, there's glass everywhere. You know. Oh, it hurts. Yeah, so I just started watching Gossip Girl. Shout out to my gossiping girls. And at first, I was like, oh, this guy Dan is really cool. He's played by Penn Badgley. So I was like, oh, he's really handsome. I really want to identify with him, obviously, you know. But then it turned out he's just like, he's not a massive pussy, but he just like cares about the wrong shit, you know.
Don't they all care?
But you know, that's what being a gossip girl or a young person is. It's just caring about shit that's dumb and won't matter in probably a year or less.
Facts.
Yeah. You know, but I'm excited. I got some tickets for some stuff lined up. You know.
Yeah, we're going to a lot of shows this year. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So.
If you know anyone hiring in Brooklyn, don't hesitate. Hit up our celly. Hit up our celly.
Let my celly ring.
Yeah,
Cellular.
Yeah.
Cellular phone. What's a beautiful name for a girl?
Your name is Cellular.
Cellular.
That's what's celly is short for cellular. That's your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just the truth.
I love when I go in a club and like the bouncer doesn't even take my ID. I feel like I've made it. You know what I mean? Like he's like, oh, he just thinks I'm cool enough to be in here that he's not even gonna fucking check.
He probably just thinks you look old enough. I never get ID'd. I don't know why.
I always get ID'd, but when I don't get ID'd, it's someplace they're not, like, IDing anyone, you know what I mean? But to me, in my head, I'm like, he probably thinks I'm cool.
I met my internet friend for the first time this week, and she had no idea how old I was, and I asked her how old she would think that I am. She was like, I don't know, you're like 20, 19, maybe? And I was like, oh my god, I'm literally older than you. I'm 25.
That happens. It happens.
Yeah, it's pretty...
A lot of people in music are like that, I feel, because you also just dress a little bit younger because you're fucking edgy or whatever.
I don't know. I think I dress, like, normal.
You dress normal for someone in music, I think.
Oh. Well, we're just throwing insults around.
You think I'm insulting you?
Yes.
You find that insulting? I don't think that's insulting. I think musicians usually dress pretty cool, like Vivian Westwood.
The thing is, I don't think anyone deserves me because I have a 25-yard timed and rapid fire pistol target with real bullet holes in it above
my computer. Wait, that's why you don't think anyone deserves you?
Yeah, because I'm badass as
fuck. Oh, because you shoot guns?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, big whoopee. I'm sure a lot of people shoot guns.
Yeah, but not like me.
Yeah, well,
not like me, not like this target.
Well, you know, you have to stay strapped, you know what they say.
Someone asked me if this was like a target thing, and I was like, why would I put like a paper target thing on my wall and like throw it at it?
God, my hookup right now is trying to make a Spotify blend with me.
Oh, I'm really trying to avoid that.
I'm like, dude, I will kill us both. I don't give a fuck. Like, you want to make a blend with me?
How about we blend this fucking conversation?
Yeah, I can blend my goddamn ashes. That's crazy. Like, I'm not clicking it, so she's just like, bruh, and I'm like, dude, like,
Yeah, that's like a step below marriage, to have a blend with someone. I don't really know about that.
I don't know, though, because at Starbucks, I would just have blends with my coworkers, and if that makes me a hoe, then whatever, you know? I'm Puerto Rican, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, facts, and that's what gives you the agency to do so, nothing else, just the fact that you're Puerto Rican.
That's what I think, like, at least in the area of relationships, interpersonal, I'm like, well, you know, you have to forgive
me. It's like a get out of Jeffrey card.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You know why? Because the Island of Enchantment. That's exactly why.
I am getting my curtain rod tomorrow. I'm so excited.
My room's literally so pimpin'. This bitch is thrilled to get a curtain rod.
I'm literally thrilled.
I'm happy for her.
My room's finally, like, organized and cool.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, I need to get a curtain rod. God damn it. You're always doing cool stuff.
Yeah, sorry, I just can't help being so fucking cool.
I just got an email at work, and it's like, bitch, I will not touch this until Monday at 9 a.m. sharp, so you better buckle in.
Yeah, you better figure that shit out yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Not my problem. She's like, could we get some of this? Could we read, like, you know when managers and shit ask you, like, could we do this?
Like, what do you mean, could we?
Or, like...
How about you figure that shit out? Because like, I...
Or, like, on my weekend.
Could you do this? Or, like, I would really love it if you did this. Or, like... I would really love it. Like, damn, yeah. I would love that, too. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, or like,
anyway,
yeah.
See ya.
Could you do this for me? Like, just fucking... Like,
could I?
I want someone to be like, do this, bitch. And I'll just be like, okay, because at least you're being upfront. You're not like... Would you want to do this? No. Why would I ever want that? Who the fuck thinks like that? Like, oh, you know what I really want to do? My job. That's crazy. That's, you know, that's something like a bee thinks. Like a worker bee.
Yeah,
like,
bees love actually.
Like,
love
I work. Want to do this.
Bees do love to work.
You know, or if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Whatever, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, not everyone's a bee.
Yeah, not everyone gets to work at their perfect bee job, okay?
Even if you like what you do, you still work. Because, like, Tim likes what he does, and he still is stressed
out. Yeah, it becomes work, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of takes a little bit of...
Yeah, people who say that shit are, like, in a honeymoon period, or they, like, are a creative director or some bullshit job where it's just like, oh, well, you know, I can read, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I can send emails. I can click send.
Hey, I do that.
Hey, I did that as well.
That's really cool.
We're nearing 15 minutes. I think that's a good return
episode. Oh, you think that's a good return?
I think it's a good return episode.
I think maybe we could do, like, you know, a more...
All right.
Or do you think that's too much?
We're wrapping up here.
Fuck it. Okay.
Sorry. See you next week on Double Brain Think Tank.
Are we doing this weekly? You better buckle down and do it weekly.
Okay, we're gonna do this weekly.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
I love you.